Welcome at Meter Walk, and we will start the walk by describing what a lichen is. I'd like to start with a quote from Robin Wall Kimmerer in the book Breeding Sweetgrass, Indigenous Wisdom, Scientific Knowledge, and the Teachings of Plants. She says, "In the Western tradition, there is a recognized hierarchy of beings, with, of course, the human being on top, the pinnacle of evolution, the darling of creation, and the plants at the bottom. But in native ways of knowing, human people are often referred to as the younger brother of creation. We say that humans have the least experience with how to live and does the most to learn. We must look to our teachers among the other species for the guidance. Their wisdom is apparent in the way that they live. They teach us by example. They've been on the earth far longer than we've been and have had time to figure things out." I think this quote describes well what we can learn from lichen and from all organisms that we see around us.
In this walk, I would like to take you through a world of questions, entanglements, and connections. A world of mystery and imagination. A world where little is known. Through this adventure and journey of lichen discovery, I would like to imagine with you other stories about us, our perceptions, our beliefs, and our futures. I would like to open a door to another world, a world where we create spaces like cities by considering other organisms like lichens. Lichens, as we will see, push us to these reflections and point out to the fact that our bodies do not end at our skin. Lichens invite us to consider new behaviors and new sensitivities. So, I suggest you follow me for a few hours of discovery of an organism and other way of living and feeling the world. For this, I ask you to listen, to perceive, to open your senses.
Before you start, I would like you to close your eyes. Feel the ground below your feet. Sense the breeze or the strong wind on your skin. Can you hear the soundscape of the place where you're standing? Is it busy? Can you hear the variety of living beings around? Some humans chatting, some birds singing, some leaves moving by the wind. Now, imagine mushroom hyphae. If you do not know what hyphae are, let me introduce you to these incredible living structures.
Those long, white, earthy filaments, the hyphae, form the structure of fungi. Assembled together in a decentralized and anarchic fashion, hyphae form the mycelium. The mycelium is not a thing. It is a process. Water and nutrients flow through the networks of mycelia, which can be stimulated electrically. Some fungi, therefore, conduct electricity along the hyphae, similar to the impulses of nerve cells in animals. Despite the delicacy, hyphae have incredible strength. They push the earth, but also sometimes the cement, like Copernicus comatus. So imagine this hyphae in the earth, under your feet, in this bubbling ecosystem surrounding the roots of plants. Indeed, three roots depend on this mycelia for the nutrient supply. The hyphae also form the structure of the mushroom we eat. And, according to some estimates, if you take a piece of mycelium found in a teaspoon of soil and stretch it out, It could be anywhere from a few hundred meter to kilometers long. Now, imagine an exchange between the hyphae of fungi and algae. Not the algae you might see on the beach, but small cells. In the lichen, the hyphae are not alone. They are entangled in and with alga cells or cyanobacteria. These photosynthetic structures, the algae and the cyanobacteria, use the energy of the sun as well as carbon dioxide, CO2, to produce the energy. This cooperation between photosynthetic and fungal forms creates the lichen. This relationship allows both organisms to live in places where they could not have lived alone. Lichens are worlds. They are ecosystems. They are inhabited by hundreds, if not thousands, of other species, including fungi and a myriad of bacteria. So how do we define these organisms that form an assemblage of many species? They are not one, but are at the same time. Where is the boundary of the lichen? What is a lichen? A lichen is a symbiotic organism. This means that it is an intimate relationship between different species, where one organism is considered the host and the other is the symbiote. Symbiosis is a spectrum that contains several kinds of relationship between living organisms, including mutualism on the one hand, and parasitism on the other. Mutualism is a relationship where both organisms benefit from the association. For example, humans depend on the microbiome, which is the community of microbes and the genetic material, to digest food. Some research also shows that the microbe in our gut can affect our immune system and our moods. On the other hand, the microbes, through the symbiosis, live in an environment where they have access to food and are protected. Both organisms, human and microbe, benefit from this relationship. In a parasitic relationship, one organism benefits from the relationship while the other organism loses. The SARS-CoV-2 virus is a parasite for humans and generates a disease that we all know by now, the coronavirus. The virus, on the other hand, finds a very comfortable environment in humans where it can reproduce. Well, back to all lichens. A lichen is just a stable and lasting mutualistic association between fungi and an algae or cyanobacterium. Cyanobacteria look like algae but are actually single-celled or colonial bacteria. As you can see in the diagram, on the website, the alga cells are entangled in the fungal hyphae, that's the part B. The diagram represents a cross-section of the thallus. The thallus is the visible surface of the lichen and consists of several layers of cells. The thallus is a word I suggest you remember, as it is essential for naming the lichen. With the naked eye, we can only see the thallus as well as the lower and upper cortex. If you have access to a microscope, I suggest you take a piece of the thallus and cut it in half. You will then be able to see the green layer, the algae. Now that we know the anatomy of the lichen, let's move on to their functions. Algae are photosynthetic organisms. Hence, lichens capture the energy from the sun, and with water and carbon dioxide, CO2 from the air, they transform it into carbohydrates. Carbohydrates are sugars that provide energy to the lichen. These sugars are partly absorbed by the fungal cells. The algae are called photobionts. These photobionts can be either an algae or a cyanobacteria. Both forms can live without being associated with fungi, but a symbiotic association with the fungus changes them radically, structurally and morphologically. A note, photosynthetic organisms are autotrophic. They produce their own energy source. We humans get our energy from the food we eat because we cannot photosynthesize. we are just iterate troughs. The fungus, on the other hand, provides a protected environment and gathers moisture, which prevents the algae cells from drying out. The fungus also provides the algae or cyanobacteria with nutrients. Lichens are always named after the dominant fungus. This will become important when we start learning the names of the lichens.
No, let's start a small activity. On the tree in front of you, can you see the lichens? Look at the picture on the website to help you. The forms of lichens are very varied. Can you already differentiate between different morphological forms? Different colors, maybe? We will learn a few of those as we go, but below you can find on the website some picture of the different species. If you are already more experienced, you can look at the identification key available on the website and try to identify the different species. All the references can be found on the website, and that's the end of the first stop. Now we'll meet at the pavilion on the Meadows Park at the pedestrian crossing on Melville Drive. The exact location can be found on the map on the website. See you there!